It's a working order, and our attendance question, as you all know, is what does justice look like to you? Administrative Director?
Okay, bear with me if I get any names wrong or anything. Senator Barron?
Oh, man. I was going to say a pillar. Consistency among all people.
Senator Ward?
Pass.
Senator Oscar? Senator O'Neill?
The first person to raise their placard for a second is rewarded with that study.
Senator Lamberty?
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm gonna pass super. People come back to me.
Senator Fasandola? Senator Haberman?
Speaker.
Speaker Haberman.
I've taken enough philosophy courses to tell me what justice is not, but as it goes, I still have no clue what it is.
Senator Arshad?
What would be some room?
Senator O'Connell?
So like what popped into my mind was the image of a waterfall. I'm not sure why, but that's like the symbol I would give a justice to.
Senator Hanan?
I really have no idea. Every time I think I have an answer, I think about all the different nuances that come into play, and then I just don't have a clue.
Senator Shaw?
Withholding election results.
Senator Pemberton?
I like the idea of peace.
Senator Antes?
Cruel irony.
Senator Edholm?
Statue of Liberty.
Senator Clark?
A French pop band.
Chair Martinez?
Representation of all.
Chair Anderson?
Positive movement towards the greater good.
Senator, Chair John?
I don't have an answer.
Chair Tobin?
Taven.
Taven?
Okay. Thank you. I would say to be equitable and fair in all ways that you can.
I guess not.
Director Schwartz?
I was thinking of like a Aussie guy in the Himalayas that has like an axe and is like, you know, jacked.
Okay.
That seems like justice to me. He's scared of it.
Co-president elect Nagabarano.
I access the education by all.
Director Choney.
Dragon doesn't exist.
Controller Hannon Camp.
It's like a dragon doesn't exist.
Parliamentarian Stella.
Yeah, so in the fourth Harry Potter book, when Madame Maxine's really upset that Hogwarts gets two champions, she outcries that Hogwarts gets two bites at the apple. Justice is making sure that everyone gets equal bites at the apple.
Co-president-elect Svensson. Co-President Tchaikovsky.
He'll be back.
Co-President Singh?
I have a few answers. First, I think justice is when people wait for when I call for a second before raising their placards. Second, I would say that justice is a commitment to moving towards equity. And that means everyone has access to that apple, not just a fair number of folks. Okay.
Advisor Van Hecke?
What Hershon said.
All right.
And Administrative Director? You have
to answer.
With that, we have quorum. And our next order of business is approval of the minutes from Monday, March 13th. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies? Seeing none, we'll move on to community comment. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment. All right, seeing none. We have a couple of budgets today, or one budget today. Right.
We're working on it.
Yeah, so we have a budget.
Oh, sure. So we're supposed to have two, but then geology said they don't need money anymore. Perfect. And today we have Eta Sigma Phi. They are trying to host a Greek symposium. It's like a eating dinner. It's really, they're going to be serving Greek food and stuff. So today we have Cassandra, their treasurer here. Let her kind of tell us about the events and like how you're going to use that money and stuff.
Sure. Okay. So, as Tenzin so kindly introduced me, I'm Cassandra. I'm treasurer of Eta Sigma Phi, which is the Classics Honor Society here on campus. And every year we hold our annual Greek Symposium, which is an ancient Greek dinner and cultural experience. So we have ancient recipes that we've been making for the past couple of years, and we do a short lecture on the history of symposia. And then we have authentic music available, so it's open to the whole campus, and it's an educational opportunity. So what we're requesting for the budget is to pay for the food and some like utensils and plates and things like that, just to facilitate the event.
Okay. So the total budget amount they're asking is $253.62, and I don't know if you guys know, but usually we don't fund food. But since this is educational and centered of the event, our finance committee decided that we want to approve this budget. So we allocated, we recommended the whole thing, which is like $253.63. So yeah, I mean, they have all the documents, which I really like. A lot of times clubs doesn't do that, even though it clearly says you need to have documents. So they have every single document, and I looked through it, and it looks great. So yeah, we're recommending the whole thing.
All right. With that, is there any questions for our finance director or for the student org? Speaker Hoffman?
Is this event open to all the students on campus, or is
correct.
It just?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, it's open to all students and faculty. We plan to advertise via posters around campus and directly within the classics department, but all around campus, mostly.
And I'm just kind of curious, are there vegetarian options?
Yes.
Okay, well, you might see me there.
As a vegetarian myself, I got
you. Is that important?
I'm just going to clarify what Tenzin said. We don't fund, we always fund this type of food. We don't just fund like food for the sake of food, but I don't know, it kind of sounded like this was like a very special exception, but like we would always fund like educational and cultural food.
Senator O'Neill?
When's the event?
It will be April 20-something, I believe.
Sweet.
We do have a set date, I just don't have it
for top. Sounds like a blast.
Senator Edholm.
Are you planning on putting like ingredients in front of the food? Because I saw cinnamon on there, and I know someone that has a cinnamon allergy.
Yeah, no, definitely. So we usually take the ingredients list and the recipe, and we just like place a little card out in front of the food so you can see what it is.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? All right, I'll open up the floor for discussion. Senator Clark?
I think we should pass this. Sounds like a great opportunity. It's been done in the past. I don't know if there needs to be lots of discussion about it. My option is I think we should just pass it. It'll be a great opportunity for me.
Senator Fasangola?
As a classics major, this is a very cultural event, and we worry about where some of our foods come from and where our food comes from.
other discussion? Discussion on the budget? Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of passing the budget as stands, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? All right, budget passes. Cool. With that, we're moving on to appointments for our ombudsperson position. So the way this is going to work is that we're going to, anybody that wants to appoint someone that's meeting the senators, raise your placard, we'll get you on the speaker's list. You can name the people or a person that you would like to appoint for this position. And then once we have a full list of, well, name the person, talk about them, say why you want to appoint them. Once we have a full list, we'll go through in order, allowing the individuals that are in the room to speak as well, and then we'll figure it out from there, because I don't know how many people are being appointed. So, any appointments? Senator Clark?
I nominate Henry Onwizi, sitting right here. I think Henry would do a fine job being an ombudsperson. I know firsthand that he's a great leader. I know many other people in this room know that he's also a fantastic leader. He's also incredibly honest and just really good at the job. And as a member of Ethics Committee, I know that he will fulfill a lot of the duties that we are going to be in him. And with that, I yield.
All right. Any other nominations? Oh, yeah, do we second these nominations? Do we have to second the nominations?
Yes, because it doesn't come from the committee.
Right, okay, second goes to Senator Barron. Not very sorry, he's here. Okay, more nominations. Senator Arshad.
I would like to nominate Adam Martin for this position. I have known Adam for a while now, and he's a really good team worker, and he can really contribute to the cabinet, and I would like to yield the floor to him so that he can tell more about himself.
We're going to do that after.
After
all everyone's
right,
listening.
Then I yield.
Perfect. Is there a second? Second goes to Senator O'Neill. Any other nominations? Nominations. Seeing none. Okay. So since both Henry and Adam are here, I'm going to let each individual speak on their behalf as to why they would like to be ombudsperson. We'll start with Henry since he was named first, and then we'll have, because we want a chance for questions, we're going to have Adam step out of the room just to be fair about it. That's cool. So thank you for doing that. And Henry, go ahead and share what you got.
Good.
You don't have to, but you can if you want.
All right. So hi, guys. I'm Henry out of DC. I'm a junior political science major, and I'm interested in becoming an ombudsperson. In terms of understanding Senate bylaws and Constitution, through my I also want to refine the election expectations and have it detailed so there's no accidental error that happens. And then I also want a chance to contribute to the Senate body in a meaningful way, and also working with people on Senate and helping them with their support.
Are there any questions for our nominee, Henry Adebisi? Questions? Speaker Haberman?
So you kind of touched on the idea of changing some of the constitution and bylaws to make a smoother election. Could you kind of expand on that? Like what specifically you have in mind?
Some things that I want to touch is on sort of like the voter margin, like that, like making that very like explicitly like clear and what that like entails. And then also for like election day stuff, like making it very clear like what is all supposed to be like on the ballot.
My next question is, part of being the ombudsperson is you have to make some decisions on punishments or and whatnot. And you think you'd be a good suit for that? Or?
Mm-hmm. In terms of like dealing punishment and stuff like that, like I would like to like get to know everybody and like be like personal with them, but I think it's like if you mess up and like whatnot, it's just like it would be also like my job to like make sure that you're like punished and like within the book that you've done, like within like the rules and stuff. So and like making sure that like it's not just like a punish like you did something wrong, but it's something that they can like learn from. Mm-hmm.
Senator Lamberty?
Yeah, that's my question. So.
Senator at home?
What would be some of your virtues that you would bring to be the chair of that committee? Virtues?
So, being like very like understanding and then also like hardworking and stuff. So, like, because before, like this year, like I didn't really have like an understanding of Senate bylaws and Constitution. But, like, over like the past months, I just sat. So then, like, I would just be, like, accountable, but also making sure that I know my source, like, support you guys, like, the best that I could, if given the position.
Are there any other questions for nominee IPC? Questions? Questions? Seeing none. Henry, I'll ask you to go outside and send Adam in, please. Have you share a little bit about why you want to be the ombudsperson, and then the senators will have an opportunity to ask you questions.
Great. My name is Adam Bakken. I know many of you, but not everyone. The main thing that attracted me to this position was that the people who do know me will know that I am very into long conversations about the ethical merits of certain things and whatever, but I'm more to the point, I'm a poli-sci philosophy double major on campus, and I think I sit in kind of an interesting spot with regards to Senate in that I've been trying to get involved with Student Senate since my freshman year here, but thus far I haven't. So I think I'm in a cool spot where I'm definitely very interested, and I feel like I've been more engaged with what Senate has been up to for the last couple years without actually being directly involved. And so I think I sit as a very neutral party in that. And so with that, I guess I'd love to hear what questions you guys have.
All right, are there any questions for Adam, Speaker Haberman?
Do you have any plans for the Ethics Committee for the rest of the year? Like, what do you have planned out? Anything to do with the Constitution or the way Senate is run?
Right. So that's, I have to speak to some of my inexperience. Like I've mentioned, I have not been involved in Senate, and so it's going to take time for me to figure out what I feel is important. I know that the election has been, or reviewing the election has been an important issue. I don't know that I necessarily have any constitutional amendments I'll be seeking or anything like that. I guess I would just be looking to try and bring the most neutral perspective that I can.
And then, what do you think the job of an ombudsperson is?
Just generally?
Yep.
Ethics is key to making sure that organizations, especially organizations that handle lots of money every year, that's super important. To me, it's important that I'm making sure that we're doing everything in the way that it should, and that as good as our intentions are, we're also executing with the utmost respect to what we're supposed to be doing. So.
Senator Edholm?
Yeah, so have you gotten a chance to look over the bylaws?
A little bit. I haven't gotten like crazy invested in it yet, though.
Okay. And what virtues would you bring to being the chair of the Ethics Committee?
Yeah, I think that, I don't know if this is a strict formal virtue, but I think I'm a very level-headed person. I think that I like to take my time when I'm trying to come up with an answer to a question. I like to be meticulous, and I like to guess as many perspectives as I can, and so I guess if I were to call it virtue, I guess maybe patience or like something like that. It's important to me that things are done thoroughly.
I yield.
Director Schwartz?
Yeah, just a quick question. So how do you differentiate between something that's an ethical concern and something that would be an ethical concern? Do you have any idea, like, how you might go about
Sorry,
that?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
So how would you go about dealing with an ethical concern, and how would you go about dealing with something that isn't an ethical concern?
Like, just in life or as an
like
person?
As the ethics.
Right.
how would you know if something isn't an ethics problem?
Right.
It's kind of a tough question.
Yeah, that is a hard question. And
just curious.
My immediate answer, and this is probably a total cop-out, but my immediate answer is I would talk to as many people about it until I felt like I had a pretty solid answer to that question.
Are there any other questions for our nominee? Questions? Seeing none. Adam, you and Henry can wait outside, and we're going to have discussion, and we'll call you back in when we're done. Yep. Thank you. All right. And with that, I'm going to open up the floor for discussion on both candidates, and we will be voting the way I will say, like, if you're in favor of Henry out of UC, if you're in favor of Adam Atkins, it's really two candidates. So, Speaker Haberman.
So I have a few things and then a question. First off, I'd like to say that I think Henry is probably the best option here. He has a plan set up, he has experience with the Constitution and the bylaws, and I mean, he just seems honestly more excited to be an ombudsperson than the other candidate. Then I have a question for Jared. So do we have to go through another process of electing a student at large, and or are we
for
the ethics committee?
Henry's not in student at large.
No.
No,
because Joe?
No, don't have, no, because Right? You don't have
no,
to do that.
So
that would be weird.
So last week you elected, or 2 weeks ago, whatever, you elected your student at large rep for the committee.
Yeah.
That person stays in place no matter what.
Okay.
And then now we'll elect an ombudsperson. Like, the ombudsperson doesn't get to pick their own favorite student at large.
All right. Perfect. I do.
Okay, cool. Co-president-elect, Nagamiano?
I would say both candidates have different strengths, and I would say as someone who came to Senate without any experience, having never been part of this body, you have to learn and grow in each position, you can't know everything. But I would speak in particular on behalf of Henry at the BC. I know him as a friend, I know him in Paso and as a CF, we are CFs together. I think he's a very well-spoken person, he's honest, and knowing how important the ethics committee is to our body, I think he would be a great leader for the committee. He is a great listener, and I think he would make very informed decisions after listening to everyone, and I believe in his leadership abilities.
Senator Lamberty?
Yeah, I was just gonna say I really appreciate how Henry has an understanding of our Constitution and about different changes he already wants to make, and that's really important for us moving forward as a body. And so I think that that's probably the best way to go, or I believe would be the best way. Mm-hmm.
Senator
Clegg. So yeah, speaking as a member of Ethics Committee, we're already going through a lot of the things that Henry was just saying, so it would be really great to have an ombudsperson who can jump right in and just start working on the projects that we're currently actively working on, and just testifying as Henry is one of my very good friends, and I've been in classes with him. I ran some of the same co-presidents with him. Like, he's a very honest and thoughtful person, and I think he definitely fulfills the role of ombudsperson. He can do a really good job at it, so I'm definitely supporting him. I yield.
Chair Taven.
So I've actually known Henry since my freshman year. He was my soulmate at that rodeo dance thing. And so I really like definitely have like seen him grow and become this amazing person because he was a lot different freshman year. But I just want to say, like, I think he would do an amazing job at this. And before the position was even open, we had had a conversation about him thinking about doing it for next year. So I know this is something he's kind of already been thinking about and looking at our constitution and bylaws and wanting to get involved with Senate, especially with his experience with the election and like wanting to make sure that like he can help us better our constitution and our bylaws so that we can make sure we're serving the student body in every way that we can. So I think he's going to do a really great job if you give him the chance. Are you?
Me. Okay, so I just wanted to explain, kind of just came up, but we're going to have to read, like this process is just to replace our previous ombudsperson, but we're going to have to redo this process again in a couple weeks here for next year's Senate. Keeping that in mind, this can be considered sort of like a trial run for someone whoever we select or whoever you all vote on. You can vote them back in for next year as well, but just keep in mind that we'll be doing this again. Senator Hannan?
I really agree with what other previous speakers have said. I think it's really important that Henry will be able to hit the ground running if he is appointed. I find it a bit concerning that Adam hasn't looked into the Constitution a bit more, because that's something I looked at the Constitution and bylaws, mind you, not in depth, before I even came to this school. So, I yield.
Senator Clark?
Just for benefit of the doubt, I think there's a lot of senators in this room right now who actually probably have not read the bylaws in the Constitution. So, I think that just plays into, like, we as a body need to also improve. Like I said, I'm supporting Henry, but I would love to possibly see Adam as a student of origin in his community. So, I yield.
All right, any other discussion? Discussion, seeing none, we'll take a vote. All those in favor of appointing Henry Adebisi as ombudsperson, say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor of not appointing Adam Bakken as ombudsperson, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed of or abstaining from voting in general? All right, Henry has it. Jonas, can you?
Yep.
Okay, we're gonna
change.
Let's change that.
I don't know about
that. Are you sure?
Yeah, I think ethics committee is required to have a certain number of people.
Other committees can have.
Other committees can have many.
Yeah.
Seems that I just say really
wrong. Because
you're so
smart. Yeah. I'm going to strike that down.
So thank you to both candidates, and good job. All right, with that, we're going to move on to unfinished business. Alright, so first order under unfinished business is committee updates, student and academic affairs chair, Anderson.
Awesome. So we got people assigned to the slots to hang out with Becky this semester, so that was really exciting. And right after spring break, we'll be starting some of those speaker series, little with the three subjects that we've been planning, and I'll talk more on that the first Monday after spring break.
Are there any questions for Student and Academic Affairs Chair Anderson? Questions? All right, seeing none. Are there any other committees or cabinet members that would like to give an update? Okay, cool. Moving on, we are going to again talk about the presidential election, specifically regarding our quote unquote Week of Atonement and the apology letter that was drafted by Cabinet per the charge that was put forth by you all. So we'll start with the Week of Atonement. So we really need people to sign up for tabling. You all agreed that you wanted to do this, and so that means you all have to follow through and hold one another accountable and actually table. So today we got through all of it except for 11:30 and 12:30 where there was a gap. But now I need everyone to sign up for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday because we're going to continue tabling for that. And there is a printed out sheet that is going to be passed around by Liz for everyone to sign up right now. Do you want to talk about All right, with that, we're going to move on to the letter draft. So this was what Cabinet came up with. So part of the charge was coming up with a catchy title. We weren't really sure what that meant, so we have two options at this point. Student-centered apology or bylaws broken, decision spoken. That was as creative as we got. So it reads, Dear student body, due to the recent complications with the Student Senate co-presidential election, Student Senate offers its sincerest apologies for the confusion and frustration that students have felt over the last couple of weeks. Then we give a brief summary, and then it goes into a more thorough explanation. But because I sent this out to you all, you should all know that because I'm sure you all read it. And so I'm not going to read it again. So now I'm going to open up the floor for discussion or questions or concerns that you have about the letter, things that you want to change, or things that you think are not good or need to be added. So Senator Ward good point. Speaker Haberman has requested that we let you take your computers out, so if you have yours, feel free because we're working on the document. Senator Ward. On the titles, I would just say, how catchy do we want it? Like, let's weigh the catchiness and the professionalism and the seriousness of the subject. But it ultimately, it's totally up to you all. Do you yield?
I yield this previously.
All right, Senator Hannon.
I was kind of going for the more catchy and the less professional, because the professional is contained in the letter, and we want people to actually read the letter instead of be like, oh, delete, because that's what I would do if I wasn't a senator. Someone said, letter of apology. I'd be like, okay, forgive you, bye. If someone said, like, we messed up, or like, we're sorry, then I would be like, oh, I'm curious.
And
I would at least know what the content is.
Hey,
you.
Okay. Senator
Edholm? Yes, but at the same time, the title should reflect the content of the writing. And I think that, although I like the creativity of it, it's too late now to say sorry. It seems a little bit too easygoing, whereas bylaws broken, decision spoken, however that went, really had sort of the creativity, you know, along with this is the substance of our letter. I yield.
All right. I don't know who's on the speaker's list, so raise your black hand. Senator Clark.
I don't know if I have to move for this. But I move that the letter is edited to include a link to student senate websites that where like the senator directory.
Where is that? Where did you want it?
Probably just like in the bottom where we appreciate all your feedback, maybe like like click here to find your senator if you don't know.
I think that can count as a friendly because
Okay, friendly.
Does anyone have any direct opposition to that?
Nope.
Okay, that's from me.
We shouldn't be getting bogged down with the title. We should probably be discussing the innards of this here letter. We should be discussing the innards of this letter. I also want to ask if it is at all possible that we hear if anyone responds to the letter and what they have to say. Because when I sent out the email a few weeks ago, if students respond to the email, we were wondering if we could hear what they say.
Okay.
Hey,
okay. Okay, Senator O'Connell? Senator Barron?
I just had a question. Is this going to be like copied and pasted into an email, or is it going to be linked to the document?
Copy and pasted in an email.
Okay.
Or I guess we could
do that. No, that's fine. I'll deal with that.
Senator Arshad?
I really like the letter, and I think it actually really answers the concerns. I'm just wondering if we can like add some kind of survey monkey to it so that people can send their anonymous suggestions, because some people might not straight up respond to the email or like even show up to our tabling, and if somehow we can get anonymous suggestions, that might be better.
Okay. Are you making?
Yeah, you.
Okay. Senator Ward?
Yes, this is just clarification. Wasn't that part of the original charge to do the survey with this?
I mean, the exact charge did not include that, and we can check with our administrative director as well, or co-president-elect, because he has the minutes, and you all approve them, so whatever it does.
We're good. Back up.
Senator Clark.
In this letter, I move to include a link to a Google form and or SurveyMonkey that allows people to anonymously share their concerns pertaining to the contents of this collection.
Is there a second? Second goes to Speaker Hardeman. Discussion on the motion to include a link to a forum for suggestions or concerns. Discussion. Yes.
In the minutes, I did like suggest that we put in a Google form that you can take any form for constituents to respond to their senators that they can send out an email.
Right.
And it was discussed and approved.
It was discussed and approved that that was going to be part of the charge.
That was part of the charge, yeah.
Okay. Well, then we don't even go through this. When we discussed it in cabinet, it wasn't part of the charge. okay, cool. So then we don't need to have this discussion at all because you've already approved it, so we can just add a link.
Okay.
I thought my understanding was last week we were individually all supposed to send out Google form to each of our constituents, not have it from Susan as a whole.
My quote in the minutes says, each senator sends a link to a Google form for people to voice concern. And then that's like the title. And then I think it would just allow constituents to like directly interact with their senator. They might read it if it's not from Senate officially or something.
Chair Taven.
So I'm just confused, because it seems like you just said exactly what Oakley said, is that each of the senators will send out a form to the constituents and they will respond to you, so that means we don't add it to this.
Well, it was part of the charge for the Week of Atonement, and so I think...
But the, was that part of the charge for senators to include that, or was that part of the charge for us to add to this letter?
I think
or
the charge, it was like for cabinet to make the Google form that senators can then send out.
Oh, that was not clear. So we just want like an open-ended question, what are your concerns, and then you guys all send it out? Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's,
I mean,
okay,
that's what we're doing at the table.
Can you do that?
Okay.
I mean,
do you?
It's not, it doesn't explicitly say that, so we can talk about whether we want that. Either.
Yeah. Yeah, we can, we should, I guess, figure out exactly what you meant, because I think people interpreted it, people in this room interpreted it that differently.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Why don't we talk about it?
Yeah, Senator Clark.
Yeah, I think my understanding is that, I mean, the minutes are sometimes just very broad. My understanding of last week's conversation was we each made a Google form and then sent it out to our constituents. And then we heard their responses and then brought them back here. So what I think we should do is we should include a Google form in this letter, and then each of us individually should, I mean, what I'm going to plan on doing is forwarding this letter once again to my constituents, emphasizing the link, saying I want to hear your concerns. Because I think it would pair well with this again. I don't care if my constituents get it twice. It's important. They can deal with it. So I think that's where I'm going with. I think we should put it in here, and then each individually also send it out. So thoughts, concerns, ideals.
Senator Arshad?
Just to clarify, are we including a link to the Google Forms or to an anonymous survey? Because we should be doing an anonymous survey. And I think Senator Clark already charged for a link to survey, do I have to do it again or something? But
I think we're still talking about it.
Okay.
Okay, so just because I'm confused about this, I'm going to just straight up ask. So cabinet is going to have a link to an anonymous survey that we're going to share with the senators who are going to send it out to their constituents with this letter?
I mean, that's what I'm going to do.
How is that anonymous?
Well, the survey is
anonymous. Is that going to be included in this letter too, which the senator is going to send out?
I think that's my question too, was whether the link is going to be separate and just included in the email that you all are wanting to send out, or whether you want the link to the survey in this email.
I
will let the people on the speakers list talk about that. But if you want to stand up and get the floor from someone, you can.
The motion at hand is included in this document, and I think we should talk about that.
Okay. Senator Antes?
I do.
Chair Anderson?
I'm just confused. If you want one link that cabinet makes, you individually won't get your constituents' concerns. We'll end up collecting them all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not, it seems like you were looking for your individual constituents' concerns.
And I think originally, there wasn't much discussion after I suggested it, so it kind of just went forward and it was kind of vague, and I apologize for that, but I think it might be a little confusing. I mean, it might be just too technically difficult to have so many different surveys and like to check it. I think for each reason, it would be worth it just to have one link that we all send out, and then it all comes into one place, and we can just all see it then, but we can debate that.
Senator O'Neill?
Message that I've been getting from my constituents is that they have had enough of student senate's emails, so I think if we could compact this into one email, that would be positive, ideal.
Senator O'Connell?
Yeah, I'm just asking for you to just like one email that the one link would help streamline things, make it like easier for both senators and their constituents. Ideal.
Co-President-elect
Nagamiano? I would say I was going to go with the idea of having senators send surveys, but I just realized I would get three emails from my three representatives. So I think I would support the idea of sending everything in one so they maybe figure out the system of dividing who looks into what which concern.
Senator Ward.
I think that the survey should be sent out in this letter because some senators have already emailed their constituents, and what other speakers have said, people are sent to us lettering their inbox. It's very easy for senators to send out letters.
Senator Hannon.
I don't think that the senators should have to. I think it's a good idea if they want to add that. I think ultimately it should be included in this email. I agree with previous speakers, though, that it would be nice to have a personal touch if senators do want to include the survey in their email, because I know personally I'd be much more likely to like open email from Mike than I would be from Student Senate as a whole.
Do you yield to Senator Clark?
Last week we made a motion that was approved that we're all going to individually send out an email with a form to our constituents. So I don't think we should be talking about how many emails we're going to be cluttering. I don't know what the process of going back and making a charge, but we also would do that last week. So if you haven't done it yet, you can do it in the future. What I'm planning on doing, I was waiting for this, so I can just forward it to him again to make sure they got it. So we're probably going to end up sending two emails to our constituents because we approved it, and we're going to do that.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm thinking about. So actually, that is not what I'm bringing up. So from my understanding, Kevin's responsibility was to draft this letter, and we were going to send it out after you all approved it. Now, this discussion about the form going out, from my understanding, that was the senator's responsibility to send an email out to the constituents, and I clearly remember someone saying before the Week of Atonement started. So that's on the senators to do that. But if you want something that I just remembered is that our actual website on the Gustavus page has a suggestion box, like an online suggestion box where students can share their concerns.
It's like a blog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that all goes to you though, right? Our test director?
Well, yeah. I mean, it goes to us.
Right. So if we want to utilize that instead of creating a separate forum, we can, because essentially this survey is just asking for suggestions and concerns. We could do that, or we have a Google form already created with one simple question, and that is concerns/suggestions? So just thought I'd put that out there. Senator Shaw?
I second a previous co-president's idea of directing students towards the online comments box, because then it'll lead them to a thing that they can use in the future as well, instead of just this one, the Google Sheet thing. I actually wasn't aware that there was an online comments box at the senator, which is kind of sad. And I don't think my constituents would really know that either, but I think it would be a good way to let students' voices be heard from, like, not on Mondays from, like, 5:30.
Speaker Haberman?
Just out of curiosity, is this blog on the Student Senate anonymous?
So, yes, I have it pulled up. It says Gustavus Student Senate, and then you can select an area of concern, which usually it pertains to, like, the committees. So someone could potentially select ethics if they want to talk about the election. Their email address is an optional slot, and then the suggestion and comment is required.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sharing my hearing speakers?
Because I didn't.
Oh. Oh, good.
Okay, Senator Clark?
I don't really like the suggestion box because students don't know what the heck the committees do and what issues should be addressed to which committees. So I think the fact that there was a concern things required is kind of a turn off. I think we should send out a Google form specifically asking about the election. Do you have any concerns about the election in light of this letter? And then just attach it to the letter, and then senators can use that form later to
also send to their constituents. So the motion at hand is to add a Google form to the letter, and I move to call the question.
Okay, are you making a motion to add that then? Oh, that's the motion that we're talking about right
yeah.
now. Never mind. So back to our discussion, more focusing it on.
You moved to call the question.
Oh, you did? Oh, I didn't
yes.
hear you. I'm sorry. Okay. All those in favor of ending discussion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? All right. All those in favor of adding a link to an anonymous form to this letter say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay.
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 Division.
Division has been called. All those in favor, raise your placard. All those opposed? Alright, abstentions? The ayes have it, so we will be including a anonymous form at the bottom of the letter for students to add suggestions or share concerns with Student Senate. Back to discussion on the letter itself. Senator Clark?
I think this letter is great. I think it addresses all of my concerns as a former candidate. I think it's a good first step for actually getting serious about this issue. With that, I say I move to send this letter out in the current form with whatever motions that we just had.
Don't we have to do that then? If we just vote, because we're currently, if we nothing happens and we go to a vote, then it'll go as it is.
Right now.
We still need to decide on the title and
yeah, I agree on what
do you?
Yes, graduate said
yeah. Okay. Co-President-elect Garbiano?
Yeah, I have a couple questions. So the week of atonement started today.
Mm-hmm.
Who was supposed to let the student body know that the week of atonement started today?
Senators.
I got one email from one of my candidates, and I don't think the whole student body knows this is happening. Just wanted to throw out there that I don't think this has been adequately publicized.
Chair John?
This is in response to sending the email out. There's a part in here where we didn't choose the date yet. I know we did, but we didn't put it in this document.
Mm.
So we should put that in before.
For
it's
this
in,
week.
It's
right.
in bold caps italicized.
Yes.
Somewhere.
I got it. Senator Antes?
Quick question regarding this whole Google Forms thing. I had already sent out my email to my constituents, and I have not received stating that we have a Google Doc or like any form of email that sort of gives us a, I guess, commonplace one. Are we supposed to create individual ones and just sort of go off that? What's going on with that?
You yield to Senator Barron.
Yeah, sorry. I guess since I made the charge, and it was kind of vague and it wasn't clarified, I think the charge I made, the Google Form inclusion in the letter kind of satisfies what I meant.
Okay.
So, worst case, you might send a follow-up email if you want to follow up on this letter. Otherwise, I think, well, we still agree that we would all send emails, so I'm happy with that. But.
Okay.
Senator Arshad?
Just to clarify, so I've already sent out an email to my constituents about the week of atonement. I don't know about the link. So do I have to send out another email about the link, and then they're getting another email from Student Senate, and it will be, you know, three emails? Am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think Senator Antes just asked this question. And basically what's happening right now, once this letter is approved, Alex is going to send it out, and you don't have to do anything. If you haven't already sent out a letter to your or an email to your students, or your constituents, then you have to send out an email. If you have, then you're good. Okay?
Any other discussion on the letters? We still haven't picked a title. Senator Clark?
I think whatever our title is, we should have at least two hearts emojis on it.
Any other speaker on them?
I move that we do the second.
Is there a second for the motion? The second goes to Senator O'Neill. Do you want to say anything for that?
No.
Okay, discussion on the motion. Senator Clark?
I would like to just reiterate my last comment. I would like two hearts emojis in it. If anyone wants to amend it, then go ahead. I yield. Emojis catch attention. And show affection.
Do you yield?
Yeah, they'll show up on most mobile devices. And
did he yield?
Yes, I
do. Okay, any other discussion? Discussion. All right. All those in favor of having the subject heading be bylaws broken, decisions spoken, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay.
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 Oh
my. Abstentions. Division has been called. All those in favor, raise your placard. Opposed? Abstentions. All right, the ayes have it. So we're going to stick with the subject. Discussion on the letter. Any more discussion? Co-President-elect Magamiano?
Yeah, so this came up in cabinet. As co-president-elect, we had a question about if we should table along with everybody else. We wanted to hear what the senators think of that.
Senator Clark, this is your last time speaking on this subject.
Wow, how happy. It's going to be after I'm done speaking. I think this is Senate's mess, and this is midterm, so let Senate take care of the tabling. I don't know if it's like the co-president's role to like explain to the students what happened. So I yield.
On that note, where's my tabling thing?
It's here.
Is it full?
No, it's not.
Pass background.
It needs to be passed.
Yeah.
We'll get it though.
All right, Senator Ward?
Soon, that way.
While I agree with the previous speaker's sentiment, I don't, that's not, we're discussing the letter right now, right?
Yes.
So can we just discuss the letter and then finish it and then talk about that? Just for the
mm-hmm.
sake of like
yep.
doing what we're supposed to
yep.
be doing. Yep.
Is there any other discussion on the letter? Discussion seeing none. All those in favor of approving the letter as is, with the here being the link to the anonymous survey, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? All right, seeing none, the letter is approved. It will be sent out by Alex Chakowski shortly after the meeting or by tomorrow morning. With that, we can continue our discussion about the Week of Atonement and your thoughts on that, if you have any. Senator Ward.
Yeah, I was just going to reaffirm that I think it's really nice of you guys to be considering that, but I don't think you guys should burden yourself with our problems. But thank you. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Discussion? Senator Clark?
How many like suggestions did we get today? Is this effectively reaching the student body?
I don't know.
Like, does anyone have like a verbal sheet or like
do you yield to Senator?
Yeah,
when I was there right before Senate, we had 5. I think 2 of them were legit. The other 3 were like, please become legit or something stupid like that. So I don't know if it's necessarily effectively reaching the student body, and I don't know if the student body really wants to share their concern with us at this time.
I yield.
Yeah, I saw before.
Yep.
I think we should really take all concerns seriously. Yeah, I don't know. Some of the students
student body doesn't think we're legitimate, so I mean, yeah, so I don't know.
I'll clarify. One I was referring to is like, where is the spinach in the goddamn sandwich line?
Valid concern.
Like,
anyways, I do.
Is there any other discussion? 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 Senator Barron?
I just think I want to make sure senators send out an email probably sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't send it out like Thursday night and early Friday night. Like, hey, the last week was so much.
Any other discussion? Discussion, discussion, seeing none. we're going to move on from this subject and to our next, I guess we don't have a next item. Is there any other unfinished business? Senator Clark.
I was wondering, do we know the status of the IC election? Can we get
ready?
Is that new business?
Yeah,
now?
Sure. Should we take a tour on the site real quick? Let's do that. That was just
show us the internals.
Yeah, so let's, can I have that? Sure. So we're going to take a tour and show you guys what's going on.
Can you just tell us who won?
Well, all right.
Yeah,
all right, fine. We won't show them the count. We'll show them other stuff.
Well, you just showed him, so.
Well, all right,
but
don't. Pretend you don't look.
Okay,
here we go. Since you're in the room. All right, so, okay, this is at least like the question format. So you guys can see like what's going on. So this is like how a question is made on the site. Just so you guys like can understand what like the tech guide does. So I made this question for IC. It says like, who would you like to vote for in the IC rep, right? Put his name in there. Put years in residence. We include super seniors. I do IC and Swedish House. Now, what happens from there? Sometimes I can't explain. Like, somebody from Runstrom Hall somehow voted. I don't know how. To be honest with you. And like, there were, I think it was like 35 votes that went in, but only 30 were registered for actual candidates. And that's counting the write-ins. So like, I'm not really sure where their five went. So not everything is perfect with this website. It was made like 8 years ago by a guy that was like a computer science student that made this website. So it's very good at what it does, but like, it's not always perfect, and like I want to like stress a little bit that like technology isn't like always perfect. Like, hold on one second. We could go with like a Google form. We could go with like a Microsoft Sheet. But the reason we don't is because we try and hold some legitimacy. We try to do things with the Gustavus like idea, with like the idea that the students can do it and do it correctly. And so if we actually try and migrate like all the way to like Google Forms, Google Sheets, everything, we completely take the legitimacy out of our organization because then we're relying on Microsoft to do that for us. So think about that too before we get too like fired up about how this is all wrong.
No, it's all good.
So does that answer some questions or do you have more
questions?
My question is just who won.
Oh,
okay. Sorry, I was like, sorry, I thought this was like something else. So,
you can tell them who won.
Yeah. So to fix, to combat like the problems that we had. Hold on, I'm just gonna like quickly do it. We sent out an email to like the Swedish House because there was like some problems with some of the Swedish House people voting. So we just sent out an email to them, said send in your votes, and Aaron Leirau won.
Thanks.
There you go.
And has Aaron been notified? Peter,
well,
has Aaron been notified?
Make it sure. No, he has not been notified because we didn't have an ethics guy, and I don't know, it was a mess. So he will get notified.
Heather will send out an email to Aaron tonight to let him know. Mm-hmm.
So maybe don't tweet that out to all of your friends and constituents until Henry has that answer.
I don't know if it's Lara or Lara.
Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Speaker Haberman?
Yeah, is there anywhere you could, like, so I know nothing about software at all. Is there any way you could, like, show, say, Gustavus Tech Services?
Yeah, I mean,
or, like, explain it to them.
That's what I was thinking about, too, is, like, I don't even know why we don't just have, like, GTS. I guess it's because we're a student body and we would assume that we can do everything on our own, but, like, at some point, some of the server-side stuff should be, like, through the actual team that makes the website, so a lot of questions need to be asked and a lot of answers that aren't going to happen tonight. I'll tell you that. But, yeah, I would, like, because I was even thinking about that when we were doing, like, the Google Form stuff. I was trying to think, like, well, why didn't we just, like, switch to that? And I'm sure it's because GTS kind of said, well, as a student senate body, why don't you guys work on this on your own, figure this out, set up a system, and get it working. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep in mind.
All right. Any other questions about the IC election? All right. With that, is there any other unfinished business? Unfinished business, Senator Clark.
Sandra and Neil brought up, I guess it's unfinished. Just know they're still not spinach in the sandwich line. Not supposed to be happening. So.
A month and a half ago, I started with this, and I looked into it, and I specifically remember saying the exact same thing that I'm going to say now, that I asked Kevin Burr, and he said that spinach would not be possible because in order to get spinach, you would have to get rid of something else in the deli line, which, like, no one would be.
Get rid of all
of that's what I said last week, too, so, yeah.
All right. Is there any other unfinished? Well, Senator Clark, you still have a floor.
I yield.
Any other unfinished business? Unfinished business? Unfinished business, seeing none. Is there any new business? Senator O'Neill.
I'm not sure if you guys all heard about this, but there was like a sign posted on Beck today. I just wanted to open up a dialogue about that and see what you guys think. I yield. Oh, do you want me to read the sign?
Yeah. That'd
one
be
sec.
Good.
So it's actually part of a educational campaign that you're supposed to be getting a letter about, and I'm just waiting on it to go out to Community L. In fact, I keep checking my phone, waiting for it to be approved to go to Community L. The sign was an intentional sign that was put up so that people could have opportunities to think about bystander. There are several more events that are planned. This is an event that's been co-sponsored by I Am We Are Theater and by the Diversity Leadership Council and the Bystander Intervention Committee. There are several more events that will take place over the rest of the week, and then on Thursday in the CAF, there's a spoken word event that will kind of sum up the whole thing. So if that helps you with your...
So this was not real.
No, it was not. So I'm actually on that group that has been working on that, and so I could have told you guys about it in advance, but we as a body kind of, or like it was a group decided not to, because we wanted, like the whole thing is to see like how people react and like getting bias and just like anything. So like also don't tell people that there's going to be like things going on campus now that you know, because it's, that's not the point of it. So.
So.
It'll happen. So like there's gonna be different, like there's something happening tomorrow and then there's something happening on Wednesday. So just be on the lookout.
And practice good bystander.
Yes.
I have a question for Joe Ness really quick that's pertaining to this. Do you find Gilding's news?
Go for it.
Is it true that the statement that was put on the poster was an actual statement that was made on this campus?
No, that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Other
those posters are just going around. They're
it's
like
a white
standards.
Yeah.
Like they're
okay.
They end up showing up all over the place.
Okay, because another thing with bystander intervention is if you know something's a rumor, you should stop the rumor. not specifically about that, but like that was something that someone had mentioned was that it was something that someone on at Gustavus had said.
Not in the last 5.5 years, and not in. Not between
94 and 2002.
Good to know the incidents that are going to be reenacted, those are going to be situations or like things that have actually been reported, I guess, yes.
Alright, is there...
So the only thing I would say about that is that, like, I heard that there were alums that were somewhat upset about this happening, so we should make sure that the letter
so the,
gets out to...
So the letter that I'm waiting to get posted to Community L will also be posted on Overheard,
okay.
Which is where all the alums are freaking out.
Cool.
Okay, I'm going to officially open the floor to the discussion on this topic if anyone has questions. Senator Clark, and
yeah, I think this is kind of in poor taste because there have been people freaking out today about it, and rightfully so, about this happening and that the fact that like no one has any idea what's going on. And it got to the extent where like I've talked to people like on the more like liberal side of campus who are one just like outraged, and then two, there were people like on the conservative side of campus who were like experiencing getting blamed for putting up the poster. So like they just had to deal with a whole day of all that. And no one knows what's going on. And I think that's just really irresponsible. And it's like harming our community, quite honestly. Like, I don't care if it's like supposed to be like a reaction thing, like it has real consequences that just happened.
Do you yield to our
yes,
time?
I yield.
So I really appreciate that feedback. I think it's really important feedback. I'm wondering if this is a productive discussion for you to have now, or if you should wait for the letter from the planning students so that you can have a better full understanding about what they intended and why they are doing what they're doing. You know, like, I think that this is great feedback, but I just feel like you're missing this important chunk about what they're trying to accomplish. And if you maybe had this conversation after you read that letter, you might have a very different conversation. Or maybe not, I don't know, but just a thought.
Well, I'm just saying that for sure students felt like very harmed by it. And I think like retroactively they still had to deal with a whole day of like tension because of it. So I think that possibly it wasn't the most thought out thing to do. And with that I yield.
Alright, Senator O'Connell?
Oh, I was just wondering, do your classmates know about this? Like that it's a prank, like not a prank, but like not legitimate.
They will when the letter comes out to the whole
yeah.
Okay, because I know, like, one of my professors brought it up today, and then I was just looking back, and I'm, like, wondering if she actually knew if it was, like, real or not. Anyway.
Chair Anderson?
I think that some of the concerns we have about the way that this polarizes our campus and conservative individuals being blamed perhaps speaks volumes about our campus climate as a whole, and that there are is maybe not a flaw in the way that this was thought out, but a flaw in our campus climate that we should be discussing.
Senator Shaw?
Are we allowed to see this letter earlier?
She didn't have it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm literally checking my email every 3 minutes, hoping that it gets sent to the meeting, which I have no control over. If it was going to Student L, then I could have it already approved, but it's going to Community L, so I don't have it.
Co-President-elect Svensson?
This is a question for whoever can answer it, but I just kind of want to know the thought process on choosing that specific bias in particular. I know that there was just a talk from Senate about how students on our campus with
I know that there's a lot of confusion right now about the actual event and the poster that was put up and why was that and what they decided, and I think the best way to get those answers is to wait for the letter and just have some patience. None of us in this room, to my knowledge, were directly involved with writing the letter, so we're all kind of waiting. So no one really has the answer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Teacher Haberman.
Concerns over the actions that occurred by these organizations are valid, but I just want to remind people that organizations like I Am We Are started by doing things like this. Like when they formed in the 90s, like they started with putting on biased performances. So I think they know what they're doing, and we should wait until the letter comes out to like actually do something. are you?
Chair Taven?
So I know what's in the letter, and I think it will make a lot more sense afterwards, but I don't know it word for word, so I'm not going to try butchering it and like making it even more confusing than it is. So I'm just going to let it be, and you will all read it, and it'll be wonderful. And if you still have concerns, we talked about this in like extensively about invisible theater and how we wanted to do it and how the best way, like extensively. Unfortunately, I was not like directly a part of this one because there's like multiple scenarios that are going to be happening, and so I kind of like pick and chose which ones I like had the time to be a part of. But if you want to come, DLC minute or DLC meetings are open to community comment as well, and we would love to hear your feedback. But I think just kind of give us the benefit of the doubt until you read the email, and then maybe look up Invisible Theater and try to get some. Yeah, I don't know. That's, I yield.
Senator Barron.
I also just want, so if you get like feedback from constituents, like maybe take notes on it because it's going to be 2 weeks before you meet again, so then you can come back. Like it might have died down by then, but if you get like the initial reaction, then it'll talk a little better in 2 weeks. I yield.
Senator Edholm.
So I'm a little bit confused, and anyone can answer. So why was the sign put up before the letter was sent out, and who put up the sign in the first place again?
Do you have to, Chair Taven?
Yes.
So DLC talked a lot about the executive order, and then we sent out that letter about it, and they felt that we needed to do something as like a demonstration or like actually act on our campus instead of just sending out emails and doing stuff passive aggressively. And so IMER decided they really like the idea of invisible theater, and so this is why it's happening so late, is because we just kept talking about it, trying to figure out how to do it. And this was one of the things that happened, and there's two different ways to do invisible theater. You can have it, so like say someone performs something right in front of you, and you're like, oh my gosh, what just happened? They can either let it go, see how you react, and look at it, and then kind of like do a conclusion at the end of the day, or you can like freeze right there and like tell everybody, this is why we're doing this, or whatever. And so we talked about the pros and cons of those two different things that you can do. So either tell people right away, or you can wait. And with the sign, it was kind of like, you couldn't really tell people right away unless you had someone standing there right next to the sign all day, you know? So it kind of felt like this one, you had to tell them later. And again, there were certain pros and cons to that. So if you want to talk about those, definitely come to the DLC meeting at 5:30 on Wednesday in this room.
You saw before. Any other discussion on this topic? Discussion, seeing none. Senator Shah, any new business?
I charge the tech director to change the office hours for the summoners, because I see that they're going to last semester.
Sure, we can do that.
And if you want me to charge you, I'd explore your charge to see if there can be any fixes to this voting website.
Yeah, we'll lump them into one. Yeah, I'll do both.
The second goes to Senator Barron. Is there any discussion on the charge? Discussion? Co-President-elect Gabriano?
Maybe add also to update the composition of student senate on the website.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks, too.
So,
I don't think, I don't know if they've ever had like so many people ask questions. Yeah.
Any other discussion on the charge? All right, seeing none, all those in favor of charging tech director to address the concerns just raised, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? All right, you're so charged. Do you have anything else, Senator Schott?
I yield.
Senator Clark?
I yield.
Any other new business? New business, seeing none. Announcements. Oh, me, look at that. So on Wednesday, there's a teach-in in Beck 101 about immigration. Based on the recent events and the statement that has been made on Overheard, I encourage all of you to attend and encourage your constituents to attend as well. Otherwise, have a safe and happy spring break. Adio. Any other announcements? Announcements, seeing none, meeting adjourned.
Just casual.
I'd rather not be shouting so much.